The former Labour Minister, Dennis McShane, has admitted obtaining almost £13,000 through fraudulent expenses claims. McShane, who left the House of Commons last year, was Minister for Europe in Tony Blair's government. He'll be sentenced at the Old Bailey next month. Four MPs and two members of the House of Lords have so far been jailed as a result of the expenses scandal. Reporting from Westminster, Chris Mason.
At the height of the revelations about MPs' expenses in 2009, Dennis McShane wrote a column for The Guardian. Referring to some of the items claimed for by MPs, he said, "There will come a moment when moats and manure, bath plugs and tampons will be seen as a wonderful moment of British fiddling." 4.5 years on, McShane has pleaded guilty to fiddling his own expenses and faces the prospect of a prison sentence. The former Europe minister, who stood down as the MP for Rotherham a year ago, submitted 19 invoices totalling £12,900 for research and translation services carried out by the European Policy Institute. But the Institute's bank account was controlled by McShane. The Commons Standards and Privileges Committee concluded that the MP signed the receipts himself, using what McShane called a nom de plume. Sir Alistair Graham, a former chairman of the Committee on Standards in Public Life, said it was an illustration of why many people had become disillusioned with politics.
It's shocking and depressing that we've got another Member of Parliament and indeed a previous government minister pleading guilty to really serious charges of dishonesty as far as their expenses are concerned.
When Dennis McShane resigned as an MP, he said he fully accepted responsibility for his actions and had repaid the money. In attempting to explain his behaviour, McShane pointed to the death of his daughter in a skydiving accident, the death of her mother, the newsreader Carol Barnes, and a divorce. Today, the judge at the Old Bailey, Mr Justice Sweeney, granted Dennis McShane unconditional bail, but told the court that all remaining sentencing options remained open.